This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, the New Hampshire primary, then South Carolina. Earlier this year, several Republican candidates met in South Carolina to discuss poverty. Recently, the Obama administration designated six counties in South Carolina a promise zone to ease intergenerational poverty, and a wastewater treatment facility saw an opportunity. Caitlin Esch from the Wealth and Poverty Desk went to learn more.
Just 5,000 people live in the towns of Hampton and Varnville, and anytime a toilet flushes, that water comes here to a wastewater treatment plant proudly managed by Cindy Moberly.
I love showing off my plant.
It's an aerated lagoon system, a totally organic process that relies on bacteria and microbes to break down waste. It looks like a series of ponds, and it smells vaguely marshy.
It's kind of pretty.
It really is. And it makes you feel good because I have a lot of wildlife here. As you see here, I have six ducks. We call them the six-pack.
But this plant also needs some work. The ponds are supposed to be cleaned out every decade or so, but it's been more than 20 years.
You see how the plants have taken over? That's because there's sludge in there and the roots are setting in.
But finding money to remove the sludge has been a challenge. Then last year, the Obama administration designated a rural stretch of South Carolina, including Hampton County, a promise zone. In this region, almost a third of all people live in poverty. So for the next 10 years, the area will be prioritized for federal grants and loan packages. Lowcountry Regional Water System won $8.3 million in grants and loans to finally clean out the ponds. Danny Black is president and CEO of Southern Carolina Regional Development Alliance. It's his job to lure businesses to rural South Carolina. He says infrastructure matters.
So if the water and sewer is not there, you may be considered for a few minutes, but that's about it.
And with an unemployment rate of almost 13%, this rural county is desperate to attract industry, says Carrie Foy, an engineer with Lowcountry Regional Water System.
I think everyone in Hampton County is crossing their fingers that we'll get, you know, a big employer, someone that can employ 300, 500, or even 1,000 people. That would be huge to this county.
Foy estimates by clearing out the ponds, the plant's capacity will increase by up to 30%. So fix infrastructure first, and hopefully jobs will follow. In South Carolina, I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.